You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
I'll tell you who is dancing. That's Purdue and UConn. Two number ones now facing off Monday night for the national championship. Again, we've got Tom and Chantel who are producing the show this morning. So did you guys watch both games last night?
I did.
Ooh, okay. If you did tune in yesterday, Tom, I know neither of you produced the show yesterday. I know it was Harvey and Joe, although I mistakenly called Joe Tom, and that didn't go over very well.
Well, but look at you go.
Yeah, nonetheless. Harvey was like, who's Tom? I was like, oh my gosh. Harvey was coming at me yesterday.
I think that was deserved.
Well, another time I mentioned, so let me ask you this. I know we're all over the place. I'm just curious because we're going to dive into tomorrow and the fact that we have an eclipse coming. How over under how many times you've heard path of totality in the last 2 weeks?
Probably at least 10 times, and 9 of which have been from you.
Jeez.
I mean, Chantel, we talked about this last week too, I feel like.
Chantel, have you heard path of totality?
I actually haven't. Is that in reference to the
eclipse? I don't understand. I don't. Am I the only one who's obsessed with this eclipse?
No.
I truly feel like I'm the only one who's obsessed with this eclipse.
Maybe at the station, but here's the thing, Anita. People around the country, like, I thought I saw something on Twitter the other day where, like, Airbnb bookings are, like, completely booked up all across the East Coast in this path of totality, just so people can see the eclipse from whatever location they may be in, whether it's down south or up north in the Northeast here. So you're definitely not the only one that's, like, obsessed with this
eclipse. Well, I'm not traveling to see it. I'm worried that, like, I'm worried my cell phone's not going to work. I'm worried that, like, we're going to lose electricity. I'm worried that, like, all hell's going to break loose. I have friends who own schools, you know, Montessori schools or whatever. I'm like, look, shut down early. Be home. Like, don't be on the roads after 3 o'clock. So it's supposed to be here sometime between 3 and 4 p.m. Certainly don't trust any glasses you get and look up there at the, don't even do it just between 3 and 4 o'clock. I don't know. Just stay indoors.
I have a question. Do you feel this way about every eclipse?
No. This is the eclipse of all eclipses, Chantel. This is like a monster eclipse. This is like the eclipse to surpass all eclipses.
Okay. But, you know, we've all survived Y2K. Our phones worked. We survived a whole bunch of, we survived COVID.
We're going to survive it. We're going to survive it. I'm not saying we're not going to survive
with
it.
Our phones working. I just think
it's going to be a pain in the ass. I think things are going to go haywire. And I just would rather not be in traffic. I'd rather be home. I'd rather, you know, I don't know.
You're not interested in it in a way where you are, like, trying to see it?
There are all these fake... this isn't what I planned on starting the show with, but we're here. So we will continue to ride this. No, because there's all these, like, fake manufactured glasses out there. So you can, like, if you look at the eclipse, it will do damage to your cornea. You didn't even know that.
I saw people getting the glasses.
I don't
want to pay attention to that stuff. It stresses me out. Look, you're stressed. You're literally stressed. Before we had this conversation, I was really happy in oblivion. Like, I wasn't even thinking about this. But I've seen the glasses.
Am I stressing you out? I don't mean to stress
it's
you.
I
guess I'm here to educate you.
Yeah.
And the phrase of path of totality.
Yeah.
And the path of totality is far from here. I think it's like near Albany, right? But we're still going to get a good portion and be able to see the eclipse from here. I just apparently there's a bunch of, like, fake manufactured glasses out there. I'm not going to trust them. And if you do look into the eclipse and you look into it for a while, it does cause injury, and it's like a slow burn. So you don't get the effect of the injury, like, right away. It's like 3 or 4 days later where your vision is impaired. And who knows if it could ever get back. So anyway, just like, so for example, okay, kids are typically going to be released out of school around between three and 4 o'clock, right? That's typically the time kids go home.
Well, how about like, this, Anita?
Like,
at least in my hometown, they canceled school for the day.
See, exactly. Like, let's take precautions here. You don't want kids leaving school and going, oh, wow, how cool. Look at that. And then little Tommy comes home, you know, 5 days later and is blind. No,
yeah,
no,
we don't
need that. We don't need any of that. Stop. Would have been
nice if this eclipse happened like 10 years ago when I was in high school so I could have the day off. But whatever.
So there's that. Let's do this. Let's regroup because I did want to start the show talking about the Final Four. Purdue over NC State, 63-50. Man, Edie is something else, boy. Can you imagine being 7-4?
Well,
imagine being 7-4.
Well, how about this? I can say I sort of have experience with that because two of my friends are 7 foot tall.
You have two friends that are 7 feet tall, Tom. Two.
That's right.
Not one.
Twins.
Not one. You have two.
Twins, yes.
Oh, they're twins?
Yeah.
Can you tell them apart?
Yes, of course. I've known them for many years. So, yeah, not necessarily at first, I don't think. Like, I had a little bit of trouble. But, yeah, it's very easy now.
Because I don't have one friend that's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I'll give people a little word of advice out there. Every time you approach a 7 foot tall person, you do not have to ask them if they've played basketball or volleyball or something in their past. I think everybody,
that's a given.
Yeah, exactly. They've heard enough.
Unless they're like a big baby giraffe, you know people who are like really really tall but they're not athletic and like the way they walk or the way they run, they look like a baby giraffe.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you don't ask those people. I'm assuming your friends don't walk like baby giraffes.
I don't know, Anita. There's a couple baby giraffes in the NBA right now, but we'll just leave that right
there. Are we talking about Wimby?
Yes.
Dude's been a moneymaker for me. Over blocks and steals all season long. If you rode that from start to finish, you'd probably afford a new home right now. Again, we've derailed. Purdue over NC State, 63-50. Edie was just too much. Even though DJ Burns and NC State Cinderella stories, and everybody, I'm sure a number of people were rooting for them. But at the end of the day, I think we got the right matchup. Alabama lost to UConn. So I did like NC State getting the 9.5. That wager did fail. Also, I had Edie over 13.5 rebounds. He only had 12. So Alabama and UConn, I had UConn minus 11.5. That did win. I also had Newton over 7.5 assist. He had 9. And here's what was really fun. If you recall, I rode this all week long. ESPN Bet had a special, a total of 30.5 over under 3-pointers in these two games. And I was like, oh my God, like over, run to the window, a total of 36 3-pointers. And a lot of people faded this because keep in mind these two games that are being played out there in Arizona, it's being played in a football stadium. So you've got the depth perception that is different for these players than playing in, you know, an arena, a dome or whatever, right? So a lot of people were like, take the under. These guys are going to have a real difficult time shooting with that depth perception that they're not used to because they're playing in this football stadium. And I was like, hell to the no. You've got three of these teams that are ranking the top 85 in college basketball and 3-point shooting, let alone Alabama, their furious fast-paced play, and Sears, who's just been unbelievable from downtown. But nonetheless, a total of 36 three-pointers. So it was at 30 and a half. It was an ESPN special. I said, run to the window, don't walk, play the over, and sure enough, that hit. So we gave out some winners. Again, unfortunately, the negative, the two wagers that I did have that did not hit for you was NC State +9, +9.5, and Edie with 13, over 13 and a half rebounds. He needed 14 for that bet to win. He finished with 12. Still great stat for him, but not for our pocket. But everything else hit. So we got you in the green. We got you in the black, we should say. Not in the red. After these two games, we'll do a deep dive into Monday's matchup. Here's another thing for you. The game's at like 9:40 p.m. or 9:20 p.m. What's up with that? I get it that it's out in Arizona. And I get it that you want the folks out in California to be watching this as well. Right? So what is that? It's a 6:20 start for them. But like, don't you feel like the people out in California are used to early starts? I mean, heck, football starts for them at 9 a.m.
Yeah, screw them. They're spoiled. Exactly. I want a game that starts at like 8 o'clock at the very latest.
They've got the great weather. Like, give us a reasonable start time for a championship game. Oh, wait, by the way, on a school night. Anyway, I've got a bone to pick there. 800-919-3776. We'll do a deeper dive into this Monday matchup. Also, you got the ladies in action today. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be heading into the city. I'll probably head into the West Village. I'm looking for a local watering hole, a spot to watch the ladies. 3 o'clock is tip-off. Caitlin Clark going up against South Carolina and Dawn Staley and her crew of unbelievable depth and talent who've gone undefeated this season. So we'll dive into all that next here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, so are you guys as perturbed as I am that the championship is at 9:20 p.m. on Monday? Listen, I'm off that day. Let me see, what am I doing on Saturday? Oh, I've got my pickleball league.
Yeah, look at you go. You still training with Amani for the pickleball match on Cinco de Mayo?
Amani's been away, so once he gets back from vacation, him and I are going to pick up where we left off. But I have my league on Tuesday morning out there at Center Court. So, I mean, it'll be an early morning for me. But nonetheless, you know, I just screw those people who live out west. 9:20 is a lot. Like, at least let's compromise. Like, I think like an 8:15 start time is fair. Not 9:20.
Didn't they do this with, like, the college football championship at 1.2, like starting like really late? Like, I feel like this has been an issue with college sports for a while, and obviously it's not just them, but I feel like we've seen this before happen too with the NCAA.
Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. 800-919-3776. At the end of the day, it's Purdue, it's UConn, both number one seeds, working their way out of their bracket. And so this line, by the way, opened up at -6.5. It's now dropped down to -5.5. UConn to me has the size to deal with Edie. Klingon is I think can go toe to toe, and they've got so much depth, and they've got good perimeter defense. Folks might not be aware of this. Coming into the game against NC State, Purdue, second best 3-point shooting team in the country. So not only do they have the size inside with Edie, but pick your poison, right? They want to go outside. They've got the 3-point shooters to do it. But the thing about UConn, they've got great perimeter defense that can counter that as well. This is unbelievable. UConn, 11 straight games, not only winning, but covering the spread. 11 straight, 11-0 against the spread by at least 13 points. Dumb. Just ridiculous. This is how good they are. Yesterday, they beat Alabama 86-72, all five starters in double digits. And this will be their sixth time competing for a national championship, 5-0. So every time that they have been on this stage, they have won. So I'm laying the points with UConn. I just think they're on another planet. They're just on another planet. They're too good, with all due respect to Purdue. And Purdue's been great. And like, and again, at the end of the day, I think the tournament's got it right. This is going to be a really good matchup. This is going to be a really good game. I don't think this is going to be one of those games where UConn runs away with it. I don't. But I do like UConn to win by at least 7. Again, this line opened up at 5.5. It's now up to 6.5. Just FYI. And again, this game is being played Monday night at 9:20. I'll probably have some folks over here, even though it's pretty late. Let's go to our phone lines, 800-919-3776. Let's go to Kenny in New Jersey. Kenny, welcome in. You staying up late to watch Purdue and UConn, Kenny?
Yes, I did. It was
no, are
very
you?
Excited. I love the Final Four.
Are you going to stay up late? You said yes, I did. But
I think last night it was late for me. Yes, I am definitely going to stay up late on Monday.
Yeah, but last night was Saturday night, heading into Sunday. This is a school night. And oh, by the way, this is not just any school night. This is a school night after an eclipse. Who knows? Maybe we won't even have power. Our TVs will be out. Maybe we won't be able to watch. I'm kidding, Kenny. I'm being a drama queen. Anyway, what say you, Kenny? Good morning.
Anything is possible. First of all, we had an earthquake. I mean, anything is possible.
We had an earthquake?
I think you might have heard about it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
We had it?
I know. It's hard to believe.
In New York? In New Jersey? No, come on. Anyway.
I heard the epicenter was Trump's golf course. I don't know if that's true or not, by the way.
Really? In Lebanon? I didn't even know. He has a golf course. I thought the epicenter was Lebanon, New Jersey.
That's the other name for it. Bedminster. So that wasn't why I was calling, though, but I appreciate the update. I do love the Final Four, but I'm really a Jets fanatic. I think maybe even you remember, I called in, I was crying when we got Aaron Rodgers.
Literally crying.
And on your show, actually, I think you were like, I want to reach out and hug you right now. That was a year ago, I guess.
Okay, so you were crying when they got Aaron Rodgers, and then, of course, 4 plays in, he goes down. I would imagine that you cried even more that night.
Cry? I mean, I was literally crying for 6 weeks afterwards, almost every day. I'd be just sitting on the couch, and my wife's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I can't even explain it. It's like we waited our whole lives for this. And then in 4 days, it's over. So that is why I am calling.
So wait, but time out. Before Kenny, before we go there, is your wife into sports? Does your wife follow sports like you do?
Not even close. She thinks I'm crazy.
So how much sympathy?
Can't even comprehend it.
Exactly. This is where I think is. So how much sympathy did she give you? Like, you're sitting there on the couch, you're crying, you're miserable for weeks. Maybe you're not taking the garbage out, you're not helping with the dishes. Like, you can't even get off the couch. Maybe you didn't shower for a week. Is she not? Yeah, I could see it. I see all the signs. I see all the things. So how much patience, even though she doesn't understand, how much patience does she have or had for you?
It's interesting. A good amount. Obviously, she didn't have, listen, I have some stories. So I'm like, the day my second son was born, she had a C-section and was in the hospital. And it happened to be September 9th, which the next day was opening day of the Jets. And I'm like, by the way, I'm leaving. I just want you to know. Wow. It's the Jets.
You and Dave Rothenberg could be best friends.
You're similar. I definitely put the Jets above my wife, because if you think about it, I met the Jets before my wife by a long shot.
Let's hope she's not listening to the show.
I know. Please talk. You just admitted
that you put the Jets above your wife. You just admitted this on radio.
Yeah, that's a rough one. There's no coming back from that.
Chantel, if you were his wife and you heard that, what would you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't be a happy camper.
I guess the writing's on the wall, considering, like, in C-section is no joke. Not that I know from experience. I tell people all the time, I don't own kids, I own dogs. But I hear it's a pretty horrific surgery. And for him to be like, hasta la vista, the Jets are... See, but here's the thing. I'd understand. I'd be like, go ahead, sweetie.
Go do you, sweetie.
I got this. I'll hold down the fort, even though I've got like a gazillion stitches all over my abdomen and my hoo-ha. You go ahead. You do you, baby. You go watch your Jets.
Well, a real.
I'll sit here and try to get right.
A real good relationship, there'd be some kind of compromise happening. So maybe you're not wrong for that.
By the way, he was right. Trump. The Trump National Golf Course is only 10 minutes. It's 9 miles from the epicenter. I had to look that up. Interesting. Anyway. All right. We get back. We'll continue with your calls right here on 98.7 ESPN.
If you're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Again, last night, the men's Final Four resulted in Purdue beating NC State 63-50, while UConn defeated Alabama 86-72. Purdue and UConn will now meet in the title game. We've been talking about it. Yes, I don't like it. I'll get off my soapbox. Monday night at 9:20. Tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is a proud sponsor of the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness. Take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer and Schweppes ginger ale. Make sure you do that. 800-919-3776. But let's talk about the ladies. They'll be in action later on today. 3 o'clock is tip-off. So I am going back into the city today. I'm actually, Tom, I'm going to see another play.
Another one.
I am.
That's two this weekend, then.
I know. This is off-Broadway, though. This play is called Oh, Mary. It's the last 24 hours of Abe Lincoln's wife before he was assassinated. And I know this sounds morbid, but it's actually, it's a comedy. The guy who's playing Mary is doing it in drag. And apparently it's supposed to be absolutely hilarious. So I'm going, and so that is in the West Village. So I'm going to be in the West Village anyway today because I'm going to go see that play later on tonight. So I'm looking for a place to go take in the women's game at 3 o'clock. So that's my game plan. And I share this with you just to say, and let me rewind because again, you guys weren't on the show yesterday. Caitlin Clark has become appointment television. And what's really interesting and what's amazing here is we're talking about one human being, one individual who's captured a nation. Meanwhile, you've got a South Carolina team that's gone undefeated, arguably one of the best women's college basketball teams that have ever been assembled by Dawn Staley. But that's not the draw. That's not the draw. The draw is Caitlin Clark and Iowa. And this is how I know this. I was actually in the city for another play on Friday, and after the play, I went to watch Iowa play UConn, and that was the later game, and so I was sitting there watching that game, and my plan was just to stay until the half, and then I was going to come home, but it was so good, and we were having such a good time, and we were, the group that I was with, that we were like, all right, let's just stay, let's watch the whole thing. When that game was over, when Iowa and UConn were over, to get an Uber was a 20-minute wait. And an Uber cost from the city back to Hoboken was $80.
Okay, the price is ridiculous. The wait, I don't think, is.
Oh, no, yes, it so is. Usually, for me to get an Uber in the city, it's 5 minutes. The most, okay. 7 minutes, Tom.
I'm also forgetting you're in the city, because I was about to say, when I was back in college, like, I had to wait for an Uber for, like, 35 minutes at one point. But that is definitely not in New York City. So that makes a lot more sense then. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So, I share this story with you. The money is one thing. Okay. You know, and that's what Uber does. Right? Oh, when it's raising, when it's raining, ooh, let's up our prices. But I share the story with you to say that is the Caitlin Clark effect. That was because of Caitlin Clark. So many people in the city were out watching Iowa UConn, which, by the way, the numbers came out. It was the most watched sporting event outside of an NFL game this year. Marinating that for a minute. Okay, the most watched sporting event outside of an NFL game this season. More watched than MLB World Series. Unbelievable. And that effect of having to wait in the city, I know it sounds, Anita, what's it, 20 minutes? Yeah, it because so many people were in the city watching, and then, like, as soon as the game was over, needed an Uber to get home or to get to their next spot. And then the cost of an Uber typically from the city back home is, like, typically, like, $50 for me. And Lyft, let me give Lyft a shout out. I don't want to monopolize. Whether, you know, I go to both. I'm not biased. I look for the best price. A lot of times if you go to Lyft, they have, like, a save and wait. That's 15 minutes. It's typically like $15 more affordable, just FYI. But the wait for both was anywhere between 20 to 25 minutes. And the cost for both was in the $75 to $80 range. This is the power of Caitlin Clark. It's really unbelievable if you marinate in it for a minute. Okay. What she has done for our landscape in regard to sport. So I'm just curious, 800-919-3776. Out of curiosity, are you guys working past noon? Where are you guys going to be at the station at 2 o'clock? Are you done with work? Are you? I guess my question to you guys is like 3 o'clock. Do you feel that it's appointment television for me? Not just because of what I do, but I think this is history in the making. So I definitely want to watch it. I want to cheer her on, even though my money is on South Carolina. By the way, I think South Carolina rolls. But I'm going to be cheering Caitlin Clark on for sure in Iowa. But are you guys going to be watching?
Definitely.
If I wasn't commuting and going to a Devils game tonight, then I would totally be tuning in because it's got the makings for an absolutely fantastic game.
Mm-hmm. And again, the majority of people are tuning in not because South Carolina is looking to go undefeated, which is such an unbelievable feat within itself. It's because of Caitlin Clark. It's really unbelievable. Let's go to Hector in Queens. Hector, welcome in.
Hey, Anita. How you doing?
Hi. Great. Thank you.
So basically, I want to give all the credit to Caitlin Clark. She's amazing. She's incredible. But I'm wondering if Angel Reese never taunts her last year, does this phenomenon occur? You know what I mean? Like she is truly incredible.
Hector, don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. I want to have this conversation with you because all I think right. This is interesting, right? I don't think and what Hector's talking about is LSU ended Iowa's season last year. Caitlin Clark had this gesture, this hand in front of her face gesture that she did for another player, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what player that was.
Angel
so No. Caitlin Clark did that to another player on a different team.
Okay, but
Angel Reese, when LSU beat Iowa, Angel Reese. But here's the thing, Hector, because this has been a hot topic as well as to why so many people love Caitlin Clark, but so many people hate Angel Reese. And I don't use the word hate often, but because it's such a strong word, but it's out there and people hate her. And I think it wasn't just because Angel Reese, I don't think it's just because Angel Reese did the whole face gesture. It's the way she went about it. She followed Caitlin Clark down, made it a point, uber aggressive in getting in her face and doing it.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
The reason why it bumped up to 15 million was because of UConn. You know what I mean? It's like UConn, you have to give them some kind of credit because there's a huge following around the tri-state area for UConn just alone. I predict that the number from 15 million is going to go down. It's going to, I don't know, maybe 10 million people will tune in.
Are you kidding?
But I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Caitlin Clark, but I'm pretty sure the number is going to go down. Maybe, hopefully I'm wrong, but I'm that's the way I think. That's all.
Hector, thanks for the phone call. I respectfully disagree with you. Right now, South Carolina favored by 6.5. The over-under is 160.5 in this game. I have to disagree with him. And no disrespect to UConn, a powerhouse. Gino Auriemma has always done a phenomenal job. Paige Beckers as well is just absolutely tremendous. But the 15 million, the viewership was all about Caitlin. It could have been any team. It could have been any team going up against Iowa in the Final Four. People would have tuned in. Agree or disagree? 800-919-3776. We come back. We'll hear from Gino. We'll hear from Paige. Also, I'll tell you all the reasons why I'm laying the 6.5 with South Carolina, even though I'm going to be rooting for Caitlin Becker. Also, I want to dive into the call. And I'm using air quotes. Of course, you can't see me. It's radio. But just so you know, the call in that UConn game and really the fallout in the response from it. Coming your way as well at 10 o'clock, we got Ben Ruta, who's going to be joining us. We are going to talk about the Yankees. They just lost their closer. How does Ben feel about that? Ben, a former Yankee, he's going to be with us throughout the Major League Baseball season. So excited. He's going to do a Yankees segment with us throughout the year, which I'm really excited about. And good friend of mine, Jimmy Patsos, is going to join us to talk some more NCAA. We have a click or don't click coming your way. I've got a who am I? I might stump you. We'll hear from Greg Wyshynski talking a little hockey because you got the Rangers going up against the Canadians later on today. Jam-packed show. And of course, the Knicks, big game against the Bucks. Just 5 games still remaining, only 2 games out from the Bucks. Can they leapfrog and get up there to the number 2 seed? It's so dire. It's so important, especially without Julius Randle active and attractive for the remainder of the season. We'll dive into all this coming your way with you until noon this afternoon here on 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, there's probably an illegal screen call that you could make on every single possession. I just know there were 3 or 4 of them called on us, and I don't think there were any called on them. So I guess we just got to get better at not setting illegal screens.
It's Geno Smith. I'm sure extremely disappointed.
Geno R.E.M., James, not Geno Smith.
I'm sorry. Why am I thinking? Where did that come from? Talk about a Freudian slip. Oh, my gosh. Geno Ariano. By the way, LeBron James went to Twitter. Nah, I ain't rolling with that call. So Angel Reese. Wait, was that a screen? Not set clean? Question mark. Kelsey Plum, to call that on a game-deciding play is so wrong. Wow. Swin Cash, the ref that called that foul should not be able to work another Final Four for a minute. That was horrible. Didn't let the players determine the outcome. I'm sick for those players. A hot mess. Alicia Clark, no way. Just sharing some of the Rudy Gay. You can't call that. Of course, he went to UConn. Oladipo, you call that question mark? So a number of people went to Twitter, you know, obviously disappointed in the call. Listen, at the end of the day, was it the right call? Yes. But should have been, was it that significant to make that call? And now you're, now you single-handedly are determining the outcome. Because at that point in time, chances of UConn winning the game, even though they were down by 1, were slim to none. So there's that. And we've got this game, Iowa going up against South Carolina today. Here's Paige Beckers as well. Let's listen in.
We just had a play. I thought we were going to run it. I thought we executed it well. We were going to get a shot off. The whistle blew. I didn't see it. It was in the rear of me. I was just trying to come off the screen. Everybody can make a big deal of that one single play, but not one single play wins a basketball game or loses a basketball game. I feel like there was a lot of mistakes that I made that could have prevented that play from even being that big or causing the game. So, yeah, you can look at one play and say, oh, that was like, oh, that killed us or that hurt us. But we should have done a better job. I should have done a better job of making sure we didn't leave the game up to chance like that and leave the game up to one bad call going our way and that deciding it. So, yeah, maybe it was a tough call for us, but I feel like I could have done a better job preventing that from even happening.
Aaliyah Edwards set the screen to try to give Beckers a space in the perimeter to shoot, but of course was called for the illegal screen on Gabby Marshall, who, by the way, did you guys see this? She had to delete all her social media because she's getting so many hate, so many messages and whatnot. She had to delete all her social media.
Okay, that's a bit ridiculous. How is it
her fault?
Yeah, people are terrible. That's all I'm going to say. Some people are terrible out there.
I feel bad for her. She deleted all her social media. She's getting getting targeted. She's just, people are coming after her. Gabby Marshall. I mean,
you know, with the recent, I don't know what to call it, beef with the officiating on some of the calls across many different sports and games, you know, I think like fans are just like fed up, so now they're just like doing what they can or feel like they can to get, I guess, to feel better. I don't really know the point behind targeting her,
but like, let's just say I'm a UConn fan, right? Let's say I went to UConn, I'm a big UConn fan, all the things, and this happens. I'm not blaming Gabby Marshall. If anything, I'm trying to find out who that ref is, right? I'm coming at that ref. I'm not coming at Gabby Marshall.
Even then, if people like go completely haywire at the ref on social media, if they have a social media, then that's still wrong of them as well. Do they deserve blame if they made an incorrect call? Sure, absolutely. That's just part of the profession. But people, relax. You don't have to react to everything. You don't have to take to Twitter for everything either. If you need to vent, like, go work out. Go punch a punching bag. Go on a run or something like that. We don't need to take out our aggression on other people.
I'm going to hire a painting team to go to that ref's house and paint his house hot pink when he's not home.
Hilarious.
I'm not going to troll Gabby Marshall for what? Right? Anyway, let's go to Mike really quick. Mike in Astoria calling in. He wants to chime in on Iowa, South Carolina, because we get back, we're switching gears. We're talking Yankees with Ben Ruta. Mike, what you got?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say, if I was Iowa, try to blitz them in the first half, where South Carolina kind of lagged and every other team has been able to hang with them in the first half. And when it comes down to the bigs, because that's what it's about, literally invoke the foul strategy, just foul the bigs. The poor free throw shooting team definitely would be looking at that as a strategy in the second half, and just try to blitz them, run them up and down the court and let it fly. And as it relates to the ref, I don't hear anything about the fact that the ref made the actual right call. Watch the video a dozen times.
No, I literally, he did make the right call, Mike. He did make the right call.
He did. But the media kind of like is ignoring the fact that the call was right, just saying that you shouldn't make it, which I agree in a championship game. But the truth is, it did have an effect, because it wasn't just a little bump. She threw a forearm up. I mean, it was.
Yeah,
it was
she
in
did.
Your
she
face.
Threw her Everyone shoulder into her. Yep, you're right, Mike. Thanks
everyone
for the phone call.
It, but no one. Everyone ignores that fact. That kills me. That's all I got to say. Have a great day.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Mike. Quick break. We come back. Let's switch gears. We'll kick off hour number two. Really, hour number three for us. Talking all things Yankees. Ben Ruta joins us next here on 98.7 ESPN.